This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Investigators have found more than 100 bodies that were mishandled at a funeral home in Penrose near Pueblo. Multiple agencies, including the Fremont County Sheriff's Office, are still determining if there was any wrongdoing. The Return to Nature Funeral Home is known for performing so-called green burials, using no embalming fluids or metal caskets. Authorities say there is currently no health risk, but residents who live nearby have reported putrid smells. Kaiser Permanente workers in Colorado wrapped up their three-day strike today. CPR's Matt Bloom reports the union and health system still don't have a new contract.
Representatives for Kaiser and the union plan to continue negotiations over wage increases and other issues. Workers want a 7% annual raise after working through the pandemic, and Kaiser says it's put a fair offer on the table. After the strike, workers will go back on the job and operations and appointments should run as normal. The union says it could plan another strike if a deal isn't reached in the coming weeks. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Student loan payments start up again this month after a three-year break due to the pandemic. Karen Cody Hopkins is a Colorado-based student loan attorney. She says it's important to take the time to educate yourself about the changes.
For most people, they're coming on with a new repayment plan, a change in servicers. They probably barely remember what was going on in March of 2020 for their individual loan.
She says there is a grace period to start repaying your loans again until next September, but interest on student loans started accruing last month. This is CPR News and KRCC.